Today from Matthew chapter 13, we have the explanation of the parable of the wheat and the weeds. The Lord had just preached this parable to the crowds, and then his disciples asked him, "Can you explain to us this parable?" And many times the Lord would take his disciples aside, take them back into a house or take them to another area, and then he would unfold the meaning of the parables. And he does that today here in Matthew chapter 13. He said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." So the Lord explains what the different images mean. The sower of the seeds, of course, is God, is Jesus, the Son of Man. And the field that these seeds are sown in is the world. The good seeds are his followers, the children of the kingdom. That's all of you, the children of the kingdom, followers of Christ. And the weeds, though, he describes as the children of the evil one, the followers of Satan, those who do evil, those who lead others into sin. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. But then the Lord says, there will come the final harvest, which we call the final judgment. In fact, the church calls these things the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. So the Lord says that at the end of the age, at the second coming, will be the harvest. And the ones who will go out to bring in the harvest are the angels. That is the role of the angels, to separate the sheep from the goats, the weeds from the wheat, the good from the bad, the saints from the sinners. Because up until the end of time, you will always have people coexisting together. Even within the church, you'll have saints and sinners within the church. You'll have the holy and the wicked within the world, living, coexisting together until, Jesus says, the end of the age. Until he sends out his angels to separate them. And then he describes the separation. He says, just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. And says that they will be thrown into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Again, referring to eternal separation from God, hell. The separation is eternal. Jesus is very clear about that. Many times in Scripture, he talks about the eternal fires or the fiery furnace, and says that the angels will separate them. Just as the weeds are collected, thrown into the fire, so will it be at the end of the age. So we have the reality in the teaching of Jesus Christ on heaven and hell. But then he says the righteous will also be gathered up, and they will be taken into eternal life and shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. The radiance of the soul in heaven for all eternity. The radiance of the holy angels. They're like stars shining in the heavens. Whereas in hell you have wailing and grinding of teeth. This utter despair, total darkness, total separation from God for all eternity. And the grinding of teeth, this image of gnashing of teeth, of total despair, pain and suffering, separated from God. So that's what's at stake here, is our eternal salvation and the eternal salvation of each person in the world. Ultimately, these two places will exist. Purgatory is temporary. Purgatory will end at the end of time. All the souls still in purgatory at that moment will enter heaven. But the two final destinations of every soul, heaven or hell. So what a very powerful image this is. And the Lord revealed to his disciples what he's referring to. He's referring to the second coming of Christ, the general judgment, and heaven and hell. The general judgment is how our lives affect other people, for good or for bad. The general judgment will see how our lives influence others for good or for evil. And so what a powerful and sobering parable we have today, the parable of the general judgment. So what we should do when we hear a passage like this, of course, is to pray for the conversion of poor sinners. Pray for all those whose lives are on the brink of hell. You know, Father Carapi once said when he was living in sin for 20 years, he had one foot in hell and another foot on a banana peel. That's how he described his condition. He said, thanks to the prayers of his saintly mother, of course, our Blessed Mother and others, he was able to be converted before it was too late. So we, of course, should be praying every day for the conversion of poor sinners, and then we need to evangelize, to spread our faith, because souls are not converted usually without our assistance. Usually it takes our effort, our time, our willingness to knock on doors, to visit the sick, to go to the prisons, the hospitals. It usually takes our effort. Usually we're saved because somebody else reached out to us and shared the faith with us. So that's something for us to consider. Think of the words of our Blessed Mother at Fatima that she taught us. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.